We're all ready.
We're all here.
Yeehaw.
Lizzie, you're not recording?
I'm recording now. Nope. I'm in.
All right. Smooth transition. All right. The first real episode of You're Green With It.
Are we going to do some sort of intro?
I think we have to.
Yeah, we have to.
Yeah.
I hate doing it, but we have to.
You know?
Jackson, you start us off.
It's so cringy, isn't it?
It's like extremely. It is extremely cringy.
All right, hang on. Can I just?
Can I just leave?
Can I just hold on? Bye.
Terrible.
Off.
So, we'll just do an intro.
Yeah. Easy as
that. Go ahead.
That's so cringy. All right. No, I don't want to do it.
Alright, fine. Alright, welcome to You're Green With It with Evan, Jackson, and Leslie. This week we're talking about, sounds like, a lot of girl problems, and then whatever else Jackson and I want to talk about. So, here we go.
That's good.
If that's that, I can't bring my topic first. I think it's gotta be... But let's start with Leslie. Leslie seems to be very excited about her topics.
Alright, so I had a topic... girl problem related topic for this week, but I have another one because it just happened. All right, backstory. There's this guy who won't leave me alone. How would you tell a girl, like, very nicely not to leave you alone? I don't know. So I've been ignoring him for 2 months.
Whoa.
But it's still constant. Like, so I posted a picture on Snapchat today and he was like, he swiped up on it. It was like, I miss you. Ignored it. And then he swiped up on it again and said, you just don't talk to me anymore, huh? Like, clearly I don't talk to you anymore. But I don't know. I just ignore him because I'm like, I don't want to be mean, but now I feel like I should be mean.
That's what you have to do. You just have to fully cold shoulder. No response.
That's what I'm doing, but he keeps coming.
Just block him.
Just block him. You have to take your own advice. Leslie, you have to take your own advice.
I think that's the go. I think if he's not getting the message from you ignoring him...
He just texted me and said, come over.
Just now?
I can't. Yeah.
No.
You're podcasting.
Yeah, tell him you're podcasting.
Tell him that's to tune in.
Yep, that's... never say anything to him ever again.
I'm podcasting.
Yep, just say sorry. Busy podcasting for the fans.
Oh, I think maybe like one word responses might.
That could be more hurtful. Just,
Or do I just go for it and say, can you leave me alone?
I think that's mean.
Okay, so you've obviously tried not responding. That doesn't go well. So, yeah, let's hit him with the one word responses.
Yeah, I think one word responses is what you do first. So you don't talk to me anymore, huh? Nope. You don't have to be mean and be like, leave me alone. But just be like, nope. I think that's good. I think that works.
Just say no.
You got a pen? You got to write this down.
Write it in your notes.
No. Yeah. Tell him no.
Yep, just write it in the notes. Make a new section.
If he gives you a question, just answer it. Like, nope. Or if he's like, you busy?
Or if he's like, come over, so he can't.
Yeah. Like, if he's not responding well to the no response, so... maybe just give him a response, but not the one he wants. And then...
I think he's going to keep going. Come over, well, then, can't. Well, what are you doing next week? Not you.
Then block him, Leslie. You need
Is
to
that me? I hate blocking people. You that was
don't
the actual
think
topic.
You do. You definitely don't hate blocking people.
I do hate blocking people.
Well, you're good at it.
This is like the perfect reason to block someone. He's like harassing you. And you're not interested, just block that motherfucker.
Just,
you know?
Yeah, just write this
just
all
block it.
Write this all down in your notes section under Jackson and Evan's advice for girls.
Block him.
Yeah, just scribble that in. That sounds good.
Yeah, underline that several times.
Get the fancy pens out.
Yeah, I just feel like I don't want to block him, but it has been 2 months now of me not responding.
That's a long time.
How many people have you blocked?
I don't have anybody blocked right now.
Really?
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wait, you go back and unblock people?
I unblock, yeah, I have blocked no. people and then unblocked them because wow. I want them to leave me alone for a second, and then I'm like, okay, it's fine.
Wow.
But I don't do it a lot. I don't like blocking people because I feel like you never know what they have to say.
Jackson, how many people have you blocked?
Oh, I have, like, dozens of people blocked.
Wait, really?
Like, yeah, and I just don't unblock them ever.
They you just don't care. I feel like I lay in bed at night and, like, think about unblocking these people. I'm like, wow, what?
But
what if Jacob needs to text me tonight? Like,
but the thing is, he's probably not thinking about texting you. And if he knows he's blocked, then he knows he's blocked. And that's it. Like, if someone's harassing you and then they look you up and you don't pop up because they're blocked, then they'll figure it out. And then unblocking them is like a sneaky letting them back in but not telling them about it. I don't know. I just feel like there's no... Once you block someone, that's it. Doesn't matter. Unless...
All right, I'll block him.
Yeah, I think
so.
Should
I block him on all forms of everything?
Yeah. What? Yeah, you need to.
Yeah, do it. Yeah, like, do it, Leslie.
Don't just have him on Facebook and then so block mean. Him on Snapchat. Yeah, you block it.
If
maybe
you
keep
have to
his
block
phone
on
number.
Everything.
Well, today he literally swiped up on my Snap story and then texted me, so.
Oh.
He sounds extremely needy.
He sounds like a winner.
It's
I love
really
this guy.
Bad. It was real. No, it was really bad. It was every single day.
I feel
hang
like
out with
blocking
me. Come
him
over,
also.
Come over, come over. And then I ignored him. And now
and you had
once,
hung out with
once
him
once every
past.
3 days. Yeah, I did twice. Not...
No bueno.
I mean, I'm pretty no. cool, I know. Like,
you're so cool.
Don't gotta... like, you don't have to be obsessed. I don't know.
What are
I mean,
you, like,
your friends
with
we...
me or something?
Yeah, like...
Stop, don't be so obsessed with
Stop.
Me, please.
I don't understand why. Look at me.
Stop the attention, whatever. I just, like, film TikToks or whatever. I don't know, leave me alone.
Yeah.
I just, like, have a I podcast. Just... Leave me alone.
If like, you want to find out what's
influencer.
Going on, listen
to, listen
to
my podcast. We can't block him from a podcast. I don't think we can block people
True.
From podcasts, unfortunately.
Oh, I should. I'm going to keep him on Instagram. And okay. then when our podcast goes out, I'll be like, listen to my podcast. And be like, oh, that's me.
How often do you think that happens? People like listen to podcasts or watch the news and like they like a person's talking about a story and they're like, hey, that's me.
That was
like
me.
An ex-girlfriend or boyfriend of like a celebrity, and they're like talking about a crazy ex story on like Jimmy Fallon or something.
Mm-hmm.
And then you watch it and you're like, oh fuck.
Connecting the dots.
I'm sure it happens a
lot. That's me. They're talking about me right now. I'd hate that. That'd be a nightmare.
Sorry, man. You're a great guy. Just crazy.
Mental.
Just a little crazy. Stop trying. I'm good.
Fucking mental.
Well, now you're blocked. Ugh. So
I just can't believe Jackson. Well, I can believe, but Jackson, that's you really have that many people blocked? How do you even know that many people?
Yeah, I have a lot of people blocked. Just people I don't want to talk to anymore. People I don't... Like, I have people that I don't... Never even talk to blocked. They just kept popping up on my suggested friends. And I'm like, no, block.
So, what?
Whatever. It doesn't matter.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm not that bad.
I think I have one of my cousins blocked. Just because I'm like, I don't... Dude...
Is blocking the same thing in Australia as it is here?
Yeah, what is blocking?
I think, like, my sister gets really funny about blocking people. She's like, I don't want to block him because I feel bad. But I'm like, just out of sight, out of mind. Block that motherfucker.
But see,
come on now.
I think I only have, like, one person blocked from everything. And then, like, I'll block people from, like, my Snapchat story occasionally. But...
Or you go into ghost mode.
I'm always in ghost mode on Snapchat.
Yeah, I'm always in ghost mode.
Terrible. Yeah. Well, there you go. I think we solved it. I think you need to just block him.
I think I'm just
going to
block
him.
This is not how I thought the conversation was going to go. I thought Evan was going to say, no, be really nice. Just be like, listen, man, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And Jackson was going to be like, no, block him. But you're both
you got
just...
it half right, didn't you?
Well, I thought you were going to be more aggressive.
No, you told me to block them.
Yeah.
To block them ways. You made me like this.
You created this monster. I have blocked one person because I had to. Mm-hmm. Like, other than that, it's fine.
Look, I'm just confused at, like, this guy's been texting you and messaging you and not leaving you alone for, like, 2 months.
Yes.
And you're just, like, maybe contemplating blocking him now. That's, like...
Well, I've contemplated blocking him, but then I'm like, whatever, I can deal with, like, a few messages here and there, but, like, I don't want to do it anymore. I feel like it brings my energy down.
We gotta keep the energy high. We gotta keep the vibrations.
I'm like, I'm having a great time filming TikToks, and he's just like, come over. No. I think I'm gonna block him.
Do it.
I'm glad we got this resolved.
Yeah, we did. There you go. Do it. Do it on air.
Do it on air? Do you want me to?
Do it on air.
I'm just gonna get my beer out of the window. All right, so I've got my topic. I've got to say, though, just as a disclaimer to people who are listening, the whole premise of this podcast was meant to be that we're either drinking or smoking, let me remind you, but continuously it's just me drinking and you guys just watching me drink.
How good is being sober, though, Leslie?
What?
How good is being sober? I haven't drunk
so in 20, good.
21 yet.
I'm living my best life.
I'm going to come... Just... Listen, come February 17th, I'm going to be sober for 40 days and 40 nights.
Whoa.
Why?
I'm just giving up drinking for Lent.
Oh.
And I'm not looking forward to it at all.
Are you actually? This yeah. is not... You're Maybe not I'll laughing. Pick up
drinking for
No,
Lent.
I'm not laughing because I'm, like, already really upset about it. Like, it's already really bothering yeah. me.
That's going to be a hard one for you.
Oh, that's huge.
It really sucks because it's, like, in the time frame that I'm living alone. So it's, like, prime just, like, drink all the time.
You're going to need to find a hobby.
Yeah.
You can make little boats and put them in bottles. Find a hobby.
You should carve soap.
Leslie, that sounds so awful. That sounds so bad. That sounds so awful.
Carve soap.
Talk about crying. You're literally going to make me so upset right now. Like, I literally can't
even. Carve it into, like, little doves?
Wow.
Leslie.
Do you get, like, a big cube of soap? Or. And, like, carve it? Is that how they do it? Wow. Yeah. That's so cool.
Or you can get a tattoo gun and practice.
Practice on, like, pig skin.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I like how Evan is like a pottery fanatic. He loves his pottery, but he won't carve soap. He draws the line at fucking carving soap.
Yeah, because Jackson, no. That is weird. Jackson, what am I supposed to do with a carved piece of soap?
Ship it to Jackson.
Yeah, give it as gifts. Mother's Day.
Sell them. Make an Etsy page. People will buy soap.
I think that if somebody knowing very well that I made pottery, like if I gave them a carved piece of soap, they would just...
Like, they would feel ripped off.
They would be so pissed off. They'd be so pissed.
Well, do it for your own enjoyment. You use soap.
Right? All right. Well, here's an idea.
That's what I drink for. Anyways.
Couldn't you make like a little soap bowl out of your pottery? And then give him a bit of soap that you've carved into like a little dove. A little dove cupcake. a little cupcake soap in their little pottery soap holder.
A cupcake would be cool. A cupcake that looks like soap?
Or a cupcake. We could have just solved your Lent problem. I like the cupcake looking like soap.
My Lent problem. It's going to be so awful. Anyways... Back to your topic. Premise being that you guys should either be drunk right now or high, my topic would probably be a lot more entertaining because I thought of this last night when I was drunk ordering at McDonald's, and I thought it would be a great pitch for two people who had been smoking, which I thought was going to be you guys. Here it is. So I'm pulling up to McDonald's, and I'm ordering a McFlurry. And it comes in two sizes, right? It comes in snack size, and it comes in a small. My problem is that if I don't order the snack size, what is the other size considered? So, like, is it a meal? Is it an if it's not a snack, then what is it?
It's if, a small.
No, but it's larger than small. A snack. So what is it considered in the realm of meals?
Whoa.
What is bigger? What's in between snack and meal? Is there anything in between snack and meal?
It would just be a you get a medium drink with your meal.
No, it's not a meal. A McFlurry is never a meal.
But so if it's not a snack, then what is it?
It's a dessert.
It's food.
It's a dessert, right? Like you can get milkshakes in different sizes.
Whoa.
Why do they have to call it a snack? Are you telling me that my larger size is not a snack, then what is it? If it's not a snack, what is it? You're making me feel really bad about myself. It's something that's not a snack, but I'm trying to make it a snack. I just want it to be a snack.
Well, because dessert is technically a meal.
So it goes from snack to dessert size?
Well, because dessert's its own thing, isn't it? It's its own animal, because it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, dessert. That's like and a whole nother thing.
Like, snacks are their own thing, yeah.
Yeah.
They should just call it dessert-sized, then.
They should. You can write a note to McDonald's.
Wait, can you get a McFlurry and then get chips and a drink with your McFlurry?
Like fries?
Like, as a meal? Yeah.
You should be able to, but you can't.
You can't?
What?
Well, they don't have, they don't have, like, a meal option for that.
But you can't say, like, oh, with my meal, can I get a McFlurry for the drink?
For an upcharge, probably. No, I want, like, a Coca-Cola and a McFlurry and fries. As my meal.
Oh.
As your meal.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
But like, can I have a number five, but can I substitute the Big Mac for a McFlurry?
I think the problem is here, Evan. You are a 22-year-old man-child that wants dessert for dinner.
Is that I'm just having too good of a time.
What?
Yeah, what?
That's interesting. Conundrum you have there, my friend.
I feel like it would have been more interesting if you guys had been smoking. I think maybe you would have struggled with it a little bit more or thought deeper into it.
Do you want to hear a side note? Yesterday, my dad, so like, my whole problem with being like high during this is that I don't want my dad to know that he knows. I just have never like admitted it, you know?
Yeah.
And yesterday, my brother calls me and he's like, hey, do you want to come outside and smoke? And I was like, Dad is awake. Like, no, we can't do that. And he's like, nah, he said he doesn't care. Like, we're adults now. We can do whatever we want. And I feel like my whole mind is blown. So now I can just be like, oh, I'm going to go outside real quick. My dad's, I don't know. I don't know how to feel. I feel like I'm still not going to do it.
I mean, your dad's listening right now. Shout out Leslie's dad. He's probably going to listen to this.
Hey, Dad, I don't smoke weed.
Leslie's dad, just turn this off for the next 5 minutes.
Now, I can be high for this now.
Leslie's not dad. Today, though. The rumors you have heard are false.
They're false. None of my siblings like smoke at our house, like a joint or anything, but they use like pens in our house, and my mom just like, I don't know what, she just pretends it's not happening, I think.
Yeah.
she's like, ah, oh, the vape.
Yeah, no, vape.
Wow.
But moral of the story, I can be high now for these. No drinking, but I can do that for you guys. No drinking.
Yeah. Well, I'm a vegetarian this year again.
Again?
So that's the thing.
So you've gone 20 days without meat?
Yeah, that's right. 20 days without meat or alcohol. I'm loving every second.
But is the alcohol on purpose? Is that a lie? I feel like you've been drunk.
No, that's true. It's just not that interesting, is it?
I feel like it doesn't shock me. It's just like, all right, you're sober. Like me being sober for 20 days, you guys are like, wow, good job. Wow. It's been 2.5 weeks.
See, and if Evan was sober for 20 days, that would be like, oh my God.
That would be mind blowing. I don't think I'd believe him, honestly.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
No, yeah.
Evan, we love you.
But you like alcohol.
I do.
I do too. I'm struggling already. Trust me, it's going to be a rough one, but
mad props.
It'll be a fun podcast in a year.
I mean, I do too, but on New Year's, I was doing all sorts of accents. I like ordered a drink from the bar in poorly constructed Irish accent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just nice. wasn't breaking character all night. And I just feel like maybe if I don't drink, I won't do that. You know?
I guess I just feel like, you know, I go out to dinner, have two beers, come home, and then I just like have a beer.
Yeah.
Wow.
I think that's what I struggle with the most. Like, I went out to eat last week. And, like, we sat down, and, like, they're like, okay, the drinks are on the back. And I was like, no. Like, it's like, I always drink a beer with my, and that was sad. And, like, the person I was with was like, well, can I get a drink? And I was like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
it's definitely going to be like, hard going out to eat and not ordering a drink.
Yeah. I feel like being home is, like, fairly easy. But, yeah, when you go out to eat, that's when it's bad. Especially when you go to the places where you'd normally order a drink. That's bad, too.
It'll be good for me.
Yeah. Honestly, I feel better. And, like, it's fun when my friends wake up, like, hungover. And they're like, dude, I think I was, like, hungover for 3 days straight. And I'm like, not me. I feel great. And I think I'm losing weight.
I think also for me, what it is it's the winter time.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Like, in the summer, I was really on my thing of, like, going to work, coming home, going for a run, and then, like, having dinner and pretty much going to bed. But now I come home and it's just, like, dark out and it's cold. So I'm just, like, sitting at home.
See, I feel like I'm going to be the opposite. I feel like it's easier for me in the winter. But in the summer, I'm going to want to drink and that's when it's going to be hard.
No, I'm the opposite just because I feel like when it's, like, nice out and I can, like, go outside and do things, I'm not, that, like, isn't, like, either sitting in my house or sitting at a restaurant. I'm, like, less inclined to.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
I mean.
That makes sense. I just feel like if I go out on a boat or something, like, I'm drinking. Or if I go to the beach, drinking.
Mm.
I don't know. I feel like I just have all the summer activities involved, associated with drinking.
Dark and cold kind of sounds like perfect conditions to go for a jog in Connecticut, Evan. I don't know about you.
You didn't get, like, hit by a car. Oh, my God.
Slip on the ice.
Or roll your ankle on the way to Dunkin' Donut.
Yeah, see, I can't. The Dunkin' Donut. All right. Well, that's enough of that. Jackson, what's your topic?
What are you bringing to the table? Think of one now. You got it.
You got it, dude.
Wait, what's the question?
Stop.
Jackson.
This was part of the homework. You didn't do any of the homework.
My topic is, how do you guys feel about homework? What a load of BS, right?
And Google Drive. How about that Google Drive?
Yeah, that those teachers want you to do things on Google Drive. No, is my answer to that.
You want me to come up with that topic? No.
Yeah, homework is my topic.
No, Jackson.
And how bad we all feel about it.
Jackson, no.
None of us are in school anymore.
I mean, some of us never were at school.
Wow.
Whoa. Shots fired.
Shots fired.
And I mean, some of us went to school in Australia, and that doesn't really count.
I'm
but
gonna be
whatever.
In post, I'm cutting all of this, Jackson.
That's it, really?
Yeah.
Think of a topic. You got it.
You're cutting all of this. This is good.
For who?
For no one.
I don't have a topic.
All right, Jackson doesn't have a topic for the record.
Yeah, Jackson is not prepared.
Shame, shame, shame.
On Jackson. Actually, I have a question. Can I bring a topic?
Yeah, you can have my topic. How about that?
No, you can still think while this is happening.
All right, Leslie.
No, so I was talking about, like, magical moments in Disney today with my friends, because she was like, oh, you can just give things away for free. And I was like, no, we're supposed to. Right? Like, you're supposed to, like, make these magical moments. And, like, I was genuinely curious, like, did you guys make, like, magic moments? And what was your favorite? If you guys say no, this whole entire thing is ruined. I'm just saying.
I definitely made magic moments, but I don't really remember any of them.
Really? You, like, don't have, like, one that stuck out? No. I have one. I literally just have one, but I, like, will remember it forever.
Wow. Was it really magic, Leslie?
Yeah. I felt like I, like, made the guy's life.
Wow. Well, tell us, because we obviously, I only gave people, like, free ice creams when I didn't want to throw them away as a kid.
No, so mine was a free ice cream. That's all it was. It was like, this guy came up, like, full-on Disney dad. Like, he looked exhausted, like the little toddler harness on his shirt. And then he, like, is talking to a toddler that you can't see because, like, the window is really small. And he was like, what kind do you want? And you could hear, like, the little kid say chocolate. And he looks at me and he's like, can you just put, like, the tiniest amount of ice cream on this cone? And we would still have to, like, charge them full price. And I literally put such a small amount. And I was like, I can give you a little bit more. He's like, no, that's perfect. And then I, like, told him the price. And then he looks at me and, like, feels his whole body and is like, I don't have my card. And I was like, oh, it's fine. I was like, it's on Mickey. Because I already felt so bad charging him. So I was like, it's on Mickey. And he's like, no, 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 no. Like, I'm going to come back. Like, and I was like, no, really, don't worry about it. Like, it's fine. And then he left. And 40 minutes later, he comes back into, like, my line. There's four lines that he could have chose. He came back to my line. I was like, can I have another one? And this time he's holding a toddler. And, so can I have another one? Same size, like, same everything.
I said it's on the mouse.
And then, yeah. Well, I was like, it's like same size, same everything. And then he's like, and I'm going to pay for the one that you didn't charge me for before. And I, like, could have cried. I was like, no, you're not, like, no. I was like, this one's on Mickey, too. We're not doing this. But, like, his face was, like, genuinely, like, thank you. And then he walked away, and he did one of those double takes where he, like, looked back and, like, gave me, like, the eyes, like, aww, just, like, thanking me. It was I don't know why, but I'll never forget that. And I'm like, I literally just made his life by giving him two free ice cream cones that we throw away.
I honestly so much do that. Wish that I, like, journaled in Disney. I feel like I would have some good memories, but I just don't.
Yeah, talking about it today with my friend, like, everything got, like, re-brought up. But I, like, will never forget that moment. And I was like, I made his whole life. Like, I never thought it was, like, a real thing, but I feel like I did it. I feel like there was times where I wanted to cry because guests were so mean, but that man made it all worth it. Now, you know, Disney was 4 years ago.
That's scary.
That's really sad, actually.
So sad.
But look at us now. We've got a podcast.
Yeah. We have a successful podcast.
A successful. So many people are listening right now.
Yeah.
So
well,
many.
Maybe we should tell them we met at Disney, all three of us.
Yeah. Oh, true. We did meet at Disney.
And look at us
now. On a college program.
Evan and I did laundry together.
Wow, sick invite, guys. Love that.
I would like to blame my drinking on my one night at Happy Mondays. Jackson's to blame for the way I am now.
Yeah, maybe I'm glad I never went to Happy Mondays.
That was so much fun.
That was the
and
best
like, I remember you got up on the couch and they were like, so what's your name? Evan. How old are you? 19. Fuck, 19. And he got so drunk. So drunk. And they're like, 19. It was funny. It was like for a second they were like, and then they're like, whatever. It's fine.
Terrible.
So good.
Yeah, I never got invited to Happy Monday.
Oh, we should tell the birth story. Oh, no. Well, that's not even... Wait, it's kind of funny that it's your green with it, but that was from Miami, but also I definitely puked green liquor all over myself that night.
Yeah, creme de menthe.
I was literally about to say, what birth Olivia story? Shirt.
All over the white shirt.
You're green with it, Jackson. You're green with it.
I didn't get invited to Miami either.
Whoa. Well, fine. You were
there. Wasn't your program over for those listening at home?
Yeah, I still lived in the country. I could have hopped on a plane.
Leslie, we didn't really fully understand how crazy you were about traveling and that you actually would have probably somehow ended up in Miami for that weekend.
I would have 100% hopped on a plane.
Which is like remember? Something that we didn't really realize, so.
Yeah. I booked my ticket to Australia 2 weeks before I was going.
Which is so
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, I came back.
Remember when you came back to Disney, though?
Yeah, I came back. And visited you guys.
Shout out Amanda.
Shout out Amanda.
Probably listening to the podcast, Amanda.
She better be.
Was that Gigi? Was that her? Is that her? Gigi Hadid?
No, that's okay. Kelsey.
No, that's know. Kelsey.
Shout out to Kelsey.
Shout out Kelsey. Kelsey told me she would listen.
I mean, shout out to Gigi Hadid. She's probably listening too.
Gigi, congratulations on the baby.
Gigi. Yeah, congrats.
GG.
Yeah, GG, you kind of look like this girl Kelsey I know.
Amazing. Wow.
No, visiting, I feel like visiting was actually weird.
Oh.
Yeah. Like, after I was there, because I was like, I felt like I knew everyone, but everyone was working, so you're kind of like, ugh. But then there's all the new people, and you're kind of like, yeah, this was my job. And they're like, no, it wasn't. Like, who are you? And like, you're right.
And then Jackson and I were just like, fuck you for leaving, Leslie. Fuck you. Like, kind of like
that. Yeah, you guys were so mad.
Remember when you left?
Mad. Still mad.
I was mad at myself.
Still, were?
I'm...
We're still mad. Oh, Leslie. Oh, Leslie, sweetie.
I'm
we're
also
still
mad. Okay?
Do I want to extend and have the best time ever? Or do I want to go home and not have the best time ever?
Do nothing. Literally. I'm mad.
Or maybe,
I should
like,
have extended.
Middle ground. Do I want to extend but like switch jobs?
No, don't do that either. Because that's like rubbing it in.
I don't think I would have switched jobs.
I'm staying, but I'm never going to see you anymore because I'm going to be taking photos of ungrateful children. So whatever.
But then sometimes maybe you'll be like, oh, like I'll pick up this like party shift, if you will. And then they're like, yeah, let's do that together. And then you show up and they're like, oh no, I actually didn't. And then you're like... Okay, I'll just work with these crazy people who I don't actually know and, like, go get this costume I don't actually want and take a bus to a job I don't. But, yeah, that's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
Wow.
I like that. Yeah, I'll be I'll be greeter for 4 hours. I love doing
that. All three of us have
that's fun for me.
That many times. Like, remember New York when me and Evan went to New York and, like, some of us...
I flaked one time.
Some of us... Flaky
McSquirt
came across the world to see his friends and
could be for you.
Evan, don't agree with him.
Could and be for you. Could have been to see
you. You came across to do your program.
And then we go to New York, which is like
once.
An hour and a half from you.
I didn't even get invited to Miami.
Flaky McSquirt.
Wow.
Is that your nickname for me?
Only when you're not here.
Wait, isn't it for... Doesn't everybody see that?
Not her.
No, I've never heard that.
Wait, you can't see that that's your nickname on Facebook?
That is your nickname on Facebook, Leslie.
Is it really?
Wait, you didn't know that?
No.
Oh,
since
no.
For so long.
Okay, then maybe I forgot about it. Wait,
for
is
so
it really?
Yeah.
In our group
in
message?
All of them. On Snapchat? Everywhere.
Yeah. Oh, that's so funny.
Mikey McSkewer.
Oh, that's so...
Because she didn't rock up one time.
One time. Jackson, you know how many times you flaked on us in Disney?
Infinite.
Infinite.
Yeah.
Can't even count.
Backstage tours, hanging out at drinks, shifts that were...
Bowling alley.
Yep.
The movies.
Yeah, a bunch of times.
Just hanging out.
Yeah.
Easter, you didn't come to Easter.
I just had a very busy schedule, and you guys... Mm-hmm.
Don't even...
How do you even say that word? Can you say that one more time? The next one.
You guys? I don't know. What did I say? I don't remember.
No, busy schedule?
Jackson, you never even
busy
closed.
Busy schedule.
Like, you literally got to walk
schedule.
Every single
schedule.
Time. You
schedule?
Got to walk the register.
How do you guess that?
Schedule? He said schedule? He said
schedule?
Schedule?
Schedule.
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 It's schedule? Not... A
schedule?
A busy schedule?
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 Yeah, I was busy.
Schedule?
I was, you know.
Schedule?
I was busy drinking at Happy Mondays and being 21, Evan.
Getting a crack on, right?
Literally just on Happy Monday. Happy Mondays is
Monday. But it was recovery for a few days.
Excuse me. But what am I, Flaky McSquare?
Jackson, I'm just pretty much going through your Happy Mondays phase, but like in Connecticut in quarantine. And it's kind of like every day is a Monday.
Yeah, wow. Remember how...
Not every day.
Remember how I drunk a fish and told everyone about it?
Yeah, that's disgusting.
Ew, I do remember that.
I had to drink a fish. Listeners, ladies and gentlemen, I had to drink a fish.
That's a topic you should be talking about. Why don't we make that your topic
and
I'll cut all this?
Well, you can't cut...
No, we can't cut all this. I'm a vegetarian now for the past 3 weeks.
Listen, I ate a fish, but I am a vegetarian now.
I'm going to go pee really quickly, but don't say anything too much fun. Jackson, you really have to think of a topic.
I will next time. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
You can't, like, think off the top of your head right now?
No.
Should we talk about Evan while he's gone?
Of course. I don't like how he's going to cut so much of this out.
See, the problem here is we think we're really funny, and Evan just doesn't.
Yeah, that is true.
we're sober.
I think it's funny. It's the first episode.
Did you hear what I said? I'm funny. And Evan's like, no. We're gonna cut this back to
you guys aren't 20 funny. Minutes, maybe.
Yeah, this podcast might reach 22
if you're lucky.
After, an hour of recording, 22 minutes max.
People don't want to hear you guys' bullshit.
You guys people, aren't even funny. I don't
they
know
want
I
to hear. Talk about whether dessert is a meal, all right?
No.
That is...
If a snack...
You're a snack. Oh, he's back.
You're a snack.
And he's back. Welcome back, Evan. We weren't talking about you.
No, not at all.
Everybody's always talking about me. Can't keep my name out your mouth.
It's a good thing.
I know.
Until you have to block them, because they can't stop talking about you, or to you.
Can I assign homework as a penalty to Jackson, but
we
also Leslie has to do
it? Already spoke about homework and our feelings towards that. That was discussed...
No, that actually got
previously.
Cut off. What's your homework
podcast?
For?
So, we get homework, but you don't. Is that what you're saying?
I think my homework is editing this.
You don't
I feel
have
like
to
that's
edit
gonna
it.
Take...
Just raw.
No. Raw. No. No. Definitely not. All three intros.
Raw AF.
All three intros.
I miss you guys. I miss hanging out. Aww.
I miss you too, Jackson.
That was so sad.
We miss you too, Jackson. I've got all sorts of things planned for us when you come to visit, including Leslie.
You'll probably fly.
I have nothing planned, but we'll wing it together. Because I'm not going to wing anything. Or I'm not going to plan
probably
anything.
Unblock that guy and then start dating and then be like, I can't hang out with you guys. I have a shitty boyfriend that I hate.
No shitty boyfriends ever again. I'm not dating this kid. He's probably a psychopath. No. Boys
whoa,
are crazy.
Whoa, whoa,
you guys
whoa,
think
whoa,
girls
whoa,
are crazy.
Whoa. Whoa, 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 whoa. No, I would like you to know, after some recent experiences, girls are definitely the craziest. Girls are so crazy. They're so crazy.
Listen.
They are absolutely out of their minds, insane.
I'm not going to deny anything.
Even
girls
the pretty
are,
ones.
I'll take this.
Girls are super, especially the pretty ones. What do you mean?
Humans are crazy. How about that? We're just all crazy.
Perfect. That about sums it up.
I feel perfectly sane. All of this.
Gets beer out of his
mean?
Window.
I get a lot.
I feel fine all the time.
I
get a lot of things out of my
window. Okay. I'm fine. It's fine.
I'm self-diagnosed okay. Nervous laughter.
Nervous silent laughter. Yeah. I started using a calendar. And I feel very adulty.
Do you have a planner?
What
the?
Why was that so funny?
I stopped drinking and bought a planner. Basically, yeah, I've got my shit together.
Basically. it has great, like, there's so much on it. I have podcasts today.
I'm just glad you guys didn't forget.
I put podcasts on my planner.
Nice.
I know. I'm moving up in the world.
Oh.
Yeah, Jackson, with
Jackson.
Your four messages reminding us that it was tonight, we got it. You're the one who flaked last time.
You are the one who flaked last time.
Wow. Is that it? I think that's it, maybe.
Yeah.
And that's a wrap. Yeah, I think that's it. I think we're good.
Oh, are we ending it? That's
or
it.
No.
Should we figure out how to end these things?
Let's all do a sign-off, like we did the thing.
What do we have a slogan we want to say? Thanks for listening, guys. Peace out, Girl Scouts.
All right. Catch you next week or whenever we get around to it.
that was so bad. No faith in us, but like maybe next week. Yes. Stay tuned to find out.
Thanks for listening to Your Grain with It. See you next week.
Catch you later.
Bye.
Bye.